Now, got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation here this evening. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this evening. Glad to be with you tonight. It's hard to believe we're at the middle of December already, and Christmas and the New Year are both fast approaching. And so we'll see what we get into here tonight. But I just want to, again, welcome you to the program. Check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And we've also got our Facebook page set up, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And our YouTube seems to be broadcasting fine tonight. And it is also being shared over on our Facebook pages. So I encourage you to check us out there here tonight. Well, go ahead and get our program here started this evening with the word of prayer. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We just pray your blessing on the program this evening. Father, again, we want to thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you and to be a witness and testimony for you. Father, we just pray bless now and help us to be faithful to the work you've given us to do and to help us to be an encouragement to believers. And if there's somebody that's searching, help us to be able to point them to Christ, that they might find Christ as their Savior as well. Father, bless now again. Use the program for your glory tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, good to be with you here tonight. And just want to let you know, coming up a week from tonight, 1 week from tonight, will be the Sunday before Christmas. That is Sunday, December the 22nd. And every year on the Sunday before Christmas, we do our annual reading of the birth of Christ according to the Scriptures. And you can actually find this reading on our website at livewithpastoral.com, and you can download from there an e-copy, an e-book version of it. There's various things there that'll show you how to get to that, and we just read through that every year. You know, we think about Christmas and the birth of Christ and celebrating the birth of Christ, and this is something that I put together a long time ago when my wife and I were missionaries in the Samoan Islands back in the 90s, and we were looking for something that we could use to just to remind people what we celebrate at Christmas time. And you know, it gets so commercial and everything, and I actually originally based it on a little booklet that I had found that somebody had put together, I think back in the 50s, and it's called The Birth of Christ as Recorded in the Scriptures. And all it is a set, a series of Bible passages, Old and New Testament, Gospels, non-Gospels, and just various portions of the Bible, rather than just the story out of Luke or something like that. Quite a few different sources, bringing it all together in one continuous narrative. And let me encourage you, if you haven't seen it or downloaded a copy of it, go to our webpage, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And just simply click on it's over on the right-hand side of the page. Just go down a little bit. You'll see several booklets that I have put together. And there's The Coming Era of Israeli Nuclear War, Who Is This Jesus? And then after that is The Birth of Christ as Recorded in the Scriptures. And like I said, it's a free download. Click on it. You can download it from a couple different sources there. And we'll be reading that on the air, a week from tonight, the Sunday before Christmas. So also, not too soon to invite you, if you're not doing anything on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, December 24th, our church has our annual Christmas Eve candlelight service. And it's nothing real fancy, nothing real pretentious. We just come together. We'll be meeting where our church meets, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road. That's 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. That's Northern Summit County, almost exactly midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where Interstate 77 crosses the Ohio Turnpike. And we meet there at the Holiday Inn Express meeting room, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. And we'll be there on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock. And we'll be singing some Christmas carols and about the birth of Christ. We might have a couple of other things. Usually somebody has maybe a reading or two. And we'll also be reading through the birth of Christ as recorded in the scriptures at our church Christmas Eve service there. And then afterwards, we will just enjoy some fellowship, some refreshments, some Christmas cookies, all that kind of nice stuff. And it's just a good way, if you have time and you're not doing anything on Christmas Eve, just a time to get together and in the midst of all the hustle and bustle, and just to remember and to focus on the real reason for the season. Of course, Jesus Christ and the birth of Christ, which we celebrate. So that'll be coming up on December the 24th, and that's at 7 o'clock at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. Well, we're going to get into a couple of more things here tonight as well, and again, remind you of our telephone number. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. And we are going to go ahead and get into our callers here. I believe Nancy was the first this evening. Nancy, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, thank you, Pastor L. My question tonight was, or comment, was about acupressure and yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I know personally different Christians that have totally different opinions regarding the use of it. Like David Cloud, he says definitely don't you know, do anything that's new age, acupressure, yoga, and all that. And then other people who are like physical education teachers, yoga teachers, they say if you just do the physical exercises and don't say anything spiritual, like imply that it's some kind of a Far Eastern religion, that it's perfectly okay. And I personally have gotten some benefits from acupressure for stopping hiccups within a few seconds, and also headaches, just pushing a certain, you know, body parts. And I think it's a shame that certain critics of both of these have sort of taken away the benefits of just understanding the anatomy of the Bible and pushing on certain parts, or just doing stretching exercises, which can be very beneficial. You know, it's sort of like with the homosexuals, they sort of robbed us of the rainbow, you know, for the flag, and it's a beautiful, you know, example of God's, you know, natural beauty. So to me, I know this is my own analysis,
mm-hmm.
that those that criticize acupressure and yoga say, oh, no, you shouldn't do acupressure and yoga. But if you separate, in my opinion, if you separate the physical from the spiritual part of it, then to me, it's okay. And I just want to know what your opinion is on this.
Well, and like a lot of things, there's things that can be, you know, doorways to the occult and things of that nature. And there's a lot of things out there that are beneficial. And we know that a lot of medicine has developed from folk healing and techniques and things like that. For instance, aspirin was derived originally from the understanding that if people chewed on black willow twigs, their toothache would go away or their headache would lessen. Oh. And in fact, the name aspirin is derived from the genus of the black willow, if I remember correctly. And things like that. Digitalis, for instance, foxglove is called digitalis, and digitalis is a great medicine for hearts. But here's a problem that we get into with yoga and acupressure, and acupuncture related to that. And
there are
without a doubt physical benefits, but the basic problem with acupressure, acupuncture, and yoga is it's based on this idea of a universal life force energy called chi. Mm-hmm. And some people pronounce it a little bit differently. You'll also find this in many of the martial arts, especially the Eastern martial arts, where I remember back a long time ago taking, jiu-jitsu course, and they were saying that when somebody would break the board, it wasn't them breaking the board. They were channeling the chi, this life force energy, and it would come down through the arm or the foot or whatever you were using to break the board, and the board would literally break before you contacted it because of this channeling of this energy. But the whole idea of chi, in a sense, remember the Star Wars movies, The Force? Yeah. Think of that in a sense. And the idea behind this, and it's in yoga, it's in acupressure, acupuncture, the idea that you have these lines of energy. And we do know that there is electromagnetic energy around us all the time, and everything, every physical object vibrates at certain frequencies and reacts to electromagnetic fields and different things around it. But this goes beyond that. This is the idea of this, this, like I said, what they call universal life force energy. And this brings in where you see the people talking about chakras and auras and things like that. And these lines of energy in your body, when they get out of whack, and I know I'm really grossly simplifying this, when they get out of whack, they have to be realigned. And even the idea of the people who do the thing with the stones, and some of this comes down the idea that the chi is it's a energy that, now this is what I remember reading in the past, it's in the form of a serpent intertwined around the spine. And the chakra points, you know, were points where they would place like a certain type of a gemstone or mineral, or apply certain type of pressure. And then yoga was designed, it wasn't merely the stretching, it was to get your body into these positions that helped manipulate this universal life force energy, the chi, and when some people call it ki, I think, or some other things, prana, I think was another word, trying to remember these things. It's been a little while since I looked at it, but they would align these energy fields, because then when you got out of whack, you know, the acupressure and the yoga and all that were all designed to get everything lined back up again, to get you in better health. So essentially, the very basis of it, even if you don't do the chants and the spiritual prayer or mantras and all that sort of stuff, you're still dealing with something that in and of itself is based on a pagan, a false anti-God, anti-Bible concept, this concept of the chi and the chakras and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons that David Cloud has nothing to do with it. Now, we know that there's benefits in acupressure just simply from the massage. In fact, the pressure and massage, because we know for a fact that there's what they call massage therapy. And massage therapy, you know, has very positive effects. But what it's doing is in some types of massage therapy, you're working the lactic acid out of the muscle tissue, and you're promoting blood flow in the muscle tissue. And sometimes that's what happens with the pressure. And oftentimes, you know, if you're doing something like you'll get a pain in your side, and you'll feel a corresponding pain, say, in the bottom of your foot at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how they kind of map some of this out, thinking there was some kind of connection. And, you know, we're learning things all the time in neurophysiology where where the nerves go and what part of the brain they go to transmit their signals to, and how the brain interprets it. But like I said, you may find some physical benefits from yoga, and you may find some physical benefits from acupressure or acupuncture, and it's documented physical benefits. But the problem for me is the whole concept, whether people realize it or not, is based on lining up this universal life force. And that's just not a biblical concept, because the biblical concept is that we're created in the image of God. And in the image of God, that's how we're created. We're a three-part being. God in Genesis chapter 2, remember, he created Adam of the dust of the earth, and there's a physical form of Adam. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. If I remember correctly, qi in Chinese referred to spirit or breath as well, and oftentimes in the Hebrew and Greek, pneuma, for instance, in the Greek, and I'm trying to think of the Hebrew word off the top of my head, was synonymous for breath or spirit. And what happened was God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life there. That's the creation of his spirit, and then he became a living soul, and that's his the mind, the personality, the intellect, the emotion, the will, and that corresponds, of course, to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because we're created in his image as a three-part being. But there's no place in there that we have a universal life force that can be manipulated back into place. You know, our spirit, our body, our soul are coexisting together until the time of death, when the spirit and soul are separated from the body. And for the believer, of course, absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. And for the unbeliever, absent from the body means to be present immediately in hell. And so when we look at this, there's nothing in the Bible that indicates this idea of having our life force, you know, realigned or anything. So it's just kind of dangerous, I think, to get involved in that, even though, like I said, it's documented that there's healthful benefits to it. That's where my position is on it. But I would encourage Christians to look into it and see what
that,
the idea of chi and everything is.
Another question is sort of related to that is I've gone to a very, very excellent upper cervical chiropractor. And it's almost like he uses, like the vertebrae. He has a great knowledge of the vertebrae and how to manipulate. Well, he's an upper cervical chiropractor.
Right.
So he can heal certain physical ailments that you have just by pushing on the upper cervical vertebrae. And some people have implied that that's new age, because it's like pushing on body parts. And he never does any chanting or uses any Chinese words or anything.
Right.
But, I mean, like, for example, I had a whiplash for 30 years, and he manipulated my upper cervical vertebrae, and it was gone. I mean, I had gone from doctor to doctor, you know, and nobody could do anything about it. They would give me tranquilizers and give me exercises, but with his knowledge of how the vertebrae, you know, how you push on certain parts of the vertebrae, it will heal certain ailments, and he's been very successful with many people. Now, would you say that that's in the slightly in the realm of New Age or not. I've heard people say that is...
And just looking at the clock there, time-wise here before we run out of time, there's been two types of chiropractors that I've run into over the years, and there are some who really get into all this New Agey stuff and incorporate the idea of chakras and things like that. And then there's the other one. I have a very good friend. I'll give a shameless plug. I don't get anything for this, but Dr. Gary Dominick of the Richfield Chiropractic Center, he's a born-again Christian. And he loves the Lord, and he is not involved in any kind of New Agey stuff. And he simply manipulates the vertebrae, the spinal cord. He also works with the joints and everything. And you do get pressure. It's like sometimes somebody who has dropped from a height onto something, there, it's like their back gets compressed, and they put them on those things where it kind of stretches your back out a little bit.
Yes.
And it relieves the pressure between the vertebrae, because you get pinching of nerves and the restriction of the flow of blood and lymph and different things. And it's just like, you know, anybody that's ever had a knee operation, knee replacement surgery, you reach the point where you've got bone against bone. It's very painful, very uncomfortable. Yeah. And when they go in and do a knee replacement, there's nothing New Agey about that. Sometimes they can regenerate the you know, that kind of cartilage layer in there a little bit, I guess, and whatever. But the idea is you're working with nature, relieving the pressure, getting things lined up more properly, maybe dealing with some nutrition issues and things like that, trying to improve the circulation, trying to improve the posture. Because if you sit at your back at an odd angle, I knew somebody that used to tell me he read in bed all the time, laying on his side with his head propped up, and he was always having shoulder and neck problems. I said, well, there's your sign right there. There's your sign. You know, the posture is so bad, and that's why they always tell people, don't slump. And so Dr. Dominick at the Richfield Chiropractic Center, you know, he specializes in working, trying to get your spine lined up, restore the circulation, keep the nerves from being pinched. And a lot of times they've even found that when you're under pain, you tense up. So if you can alleviate the pain a little bit, you relax a little bit more, and your body is able to heal better because your circulation's improved and things of that nature. And there's a lot of science to that. But like I said, there are some chiropractors out there that you have to watch out for, because they get into all these little things, New Agey techniques and teachings and things.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put in a little plug for Dr. Michael Pulcinelli, Advanced Spinal Care.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds exactly like Gary Dominick, except he's not.
They may know each other.
He lets me witness to him. I witnessed to him.
Yeah, and here's the thing. With a good chiropractor, this is my thought. If they're willing to say when they reach a point that I can't do anything more for you, you're going to have to investigate other procedures, invasive things taking place. You know, a good chiropractor is going to do what he can, but also recognize his limitations.
Oh, yes, that's the way my doctor is. He definitely has said that. I've sent dozens of people to him, and many have been helped dramatically. But he will admit when he can't, you know, he can't help everybody, or it gets to a certain point. Okay, well, thank you. You really gave me a lot of insight into that. Thank you very much, Ben.
Oh, thank you for the call, Nancy. That's an unusual topic to bring up. It's really good to bring up, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and we're going to try and get Terry on here. Got a couple of people on the board. I think Terry's next, right? So, Terry, welcome to the program tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
So, how's the weather down there?
Well, it's just been a little chilly today, but otherwise not bad.
Too bad. Yeah, I've been studying quite a bit. I've been paying attention to a lot of what's going on in the United States here.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump and that. That's not why I called in, but there's a lot going on there.
Well, we need to pray for him. I mean, they're trying to vote out the... I'm not 100% sure whether they actually voted the articles of impeachment. I've had a lot going on this week, and I haven't paid attention to the news too much.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and so what that'll do, that makes it go to the Senate. If that's the case, then he's the third president in history, but none of them have ever been removed from office. If people think impeachment means removing from office. It doesn't. It's like filing, having a grand jury file charges and now it goes to the court, which in this case is the Senate.
I've been studying Joshua.
Yes.
It's a really interesting book. I encourage people out there to really get into that book and read it.
Yeah, Joshua is the one that said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
He was definitely a man of God.
Yeah, and you know, he followed in the footsteps of Moses, who's considered the greatest of the Hebrew prophets. And how'd you like to fill those shoes? I mean, you look at sometimes a company, a church, or an organization, and you've got some incredibly powerful leader that just is so respected, and the poor guy that follows him, it just almost is doomed from the start. But Joshua acquitted himself quite nicely because he put his hand in the Lord's hands, and God guided him and directed him.
Well, he was one of the 12 that went down there to Egypt.
Right. And he had been with Moses on the mountain, right. Remember.
And one story that I really liked is Achan.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Achan.
And, yeah, and he stole the, he hid away the goods.
Yeah, he buried them underneath his tent and, that caused a lot of problems, eh?
Yeah. Hey, Terry, we're going to come up on the break here in just a minute, and I'll have to hold you over, and I do have Tim waiting on the line as well, which we'll get to, but Terry, if you'll hold for us, we've got another half hour to go, and please don't go away. We'll be on till midnight tonight, so stay tuned for another half hour of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330 859-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, good evening. Welcome back to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220 The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to have you give us a call tonight and we'll get you on. We got a couple people on with us right at the moment, but we've got plenty of time. We can get you on tonight as well. And again, let me remind you to check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can watch us on YouTube. Just go to our Facebook page, click there. You'll see the YouTube broadcast on there right now. You can find it on our homepage at livewithpastoral.com as well. And we're going to get into our program here this evening. And just a quick mention to our sponsor, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find them at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. Call East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And if you've never been there before, mention Live with Pastor Al. You get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, 4889, slow down there, I guess, Turney Road, Garfield Heights, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. Call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. Well, let's get back to our program tonight. And we had Terry on with us as we went into the break. Terry, are you still there?
Yes.
Hey, welcome back. We were talking about Joshua, and you were going to say something about him, but we ran out of time.
I was actually going to mention Achan.
Oh, yes, yes.
When he was hit his God's goods that was supposed to belong to God underneath his tent. And because of it, it caused a lot of problems for Israel. And, sins that, like Israel were fighting against Ai, and because of the sin that was in the camp, Ai ended up losing against them because of it.
Right.
Because there was sin in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was a really, really good story. And, it also talks about, it's actually in our own life, the sin that we have in our hearts, that we hide in our hearts, that's not a good thing. And that can cause a lot of problems, not only for ourselves, but others around us.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember Jesus said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. He was talking about sin.
Right. And look at the stuff that happened because of that in Achan. Because he lost his whole family. And,
oh, yeah. Well, and it affected Israel, too, because remember, they were flushed from the victory at Jericho, and they went, and they really were kind of overconfident. And they were warned not to take anything at all, and yet, like you said, he took some gold and different things, and he hid it away in his camp. And even though he was one man, and of course his family members were complicit with him, and he was one man in Israel, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And if he'd have got away with it, he'd have been tempted to do it again, and others would have been tempted. And so this was something that God took very seriously. If they were going to be successful in going into the promised land and in the battles that they had coming, this had to be dealt with, and dealt with immediately in a very strong fashion.
And he ended up, and that stuff that he hid under the tent, they were holy.
Yeah, and it did nothing for him. I mean, it cost him everything, didn't it?
That's right.
So, and that's when we think that we can take the things of the world and nobody's going to know, well, it we pay for it in the long run.
That's right.
So
we should not steal.
Yeah.
I should not covet.
And of course, if people want to read this, let me encourage them to go to Joshua chapter 7. They can read about it there. and to see the problem that they had as a result and how God dealt with it. So, and Joshua, of course, listened to God, followed God, and the problem was dealt with. There's a passage in Deuteronomy 19 dealing with false witnesses that actually kind of applies here. Let me turn over there real quick because of what he says at the end in Deuteronomy chapter 19, and almost there, there's chapter 18. Chapter 19 and verse number 19, and they find out that he's a false witness. It says in chapter 19, verse 19, "Then shall ye do unto him as he had done, thought to have done unto his brother." He says this, "So shalt thou put the evil away from among you." And that's what had to be done with Achan. They had to put the evil out from among them. And then he says in verse 20, "And those which remain shall hear and fear and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you." That's a powerful statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
And great. And that's what happened with the situation here with Achan. They put out the evil away from them. People saw that and they feared. It's and like Ananias and Israel. I'm sorry?
When they fought against Ahai, they were able to, after that happened.
Yeah.
After God took care of that, you know, that when they fought Ahai, they were able to.
They were successful. Yeah.
They were successful.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like Ananias and Sapphira in the Book of Acts. Remember, everybody was trying to take care of the new believers that were from out of town that were sort of stranded in and around Jerusalem, and many of them sold property, brought the money, and gave it to the apostles to distribute to make sure these people were taken care of. Ananias and Sapphira had some property. They sold it, and they took some of the money to give to the church, which was fine. There was nothing wrong with giving only part of the money, but the sin was the pride and everything. They said, "Oh, we sold it for this, and we gave every cent of it, every penny, every shekel, I guess we should say." And they lied just because out of pride or whatever, and God struck them dead. And again, he got the evil out from them. People were afraid to do that again.
And God takes sin very seriously.
Exactly.
And just because we're Christians doesn't mean that we can go on sinning.
Well, if we want to have victory in our life as a Christian, we cannot be tolerating sin.
Right.
Even a little sin. So
little leaven leavens a whole lump.
Exactly, because that little sin will grow and become a bigger sin. You know, it's like having a pet rattlesnake as a, you know, newly hatched out of its egg. Isn't he cute? Well, eventually it's not going to be so cute.
Oh, there's so many stories in there that I you know, rehab and spies and, you know.
Right.
The hailstones. And
yeah, Joshua's a tremendous book. It's kind of a transitional book from the first five books into the, you know, the history that we get with the first, second Samuel, first, second Kings, first, second Chronicles. But it is, and Judges, I forgot Judges there too, but it really is a very interesting book, seeing what God does here in this book. So I encourage people to read the book of Joshua.
Oh, there's a lot, and study a lot of stuff it. In there.
It's been a while. I actually preached through it at our church some years ago, and a very profitable thing to do.
You know, the sun sits still. And,
mm-hmm.
You
know, yeah, I'll have to preach through this book again sometime, I think. So.
it's all so important. I'm beginning to understand things better now in the New Testament than I ever did before.
Well, and, you know, we're coming up, and I got another caller I have to get to here shortly, but I was going to say we're coming up on the end of the year, and probably after Christmas I'll be talking about reading through the Bible, and a lot of times people at the beginning of the year, they want to start a Bible reading program, and I encourage people to read the Bible from cover to cover. That's a good thing to do, and I've done that in the past, but now I've got a Bible reading program where I read an Old Testament book followed by a New Testament book. Book followed by an Old Testament book followed by a New Testament book, and I love the ability then to be able to compare the Old and New Testament books, and I think it makes it possible to understand both better.
And, yeah, so, that's what I've been doing. I've been going back in the Old Testament, and I've been going into, like, right now I've been studying Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just, so it's a great thing. We'll talk more about that after Christmas, I'm sure, and getting into January, the new year. So we'll have to hold that thought a little bit.
If I don't hear from you, it's a happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. Well, Merry Christmas to you. We can actually say that. So we can still say that. I mean, we're not able to say that, but people are intimidated from saying that. So. But we understand there's also other holidays and things like that. Some Jewish friends of mine the other day, they said Merry Christmas to me, and I said, well, Happy Hanukkah to you. So, but
I say don't drink and don't drive. You know, if anybody up there don't.
Yeah. Drink. Well, thank you, Terry, for joining us here tonight. And I'm going to get to our next caller here. I appreciate that call. And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And we've got Tim on the line there as well. I need to get over to Tim here before we run out of time. Tim, welcome to the program tonight.
Hello, Pastor Al. I heard the first call.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, there's a reason you're a pastor and I sit in the back row. my answer to her would have been sometimes the cigars. Only a cigar, if you look at Romans 14, I would have likened it to eating meat offered to idols.
Mm-hmm. So
if you realize it's not an idol, that the idols aren't really there, eat the meat, you know.
Right. But, and for those that didn't catch the beginning of the program, we had a caller asking about acupressure and yoga. And is it possible to use those things without the New Age, the Eastern religion baggage that oftentimes is along with them? And my position is that the very fundamental nature of yoga and acupressure and also acupuncture, while people get benefits from them, is that it's the entire thing is based on the universal life energy, the chi or the ki, and that being focused and being put in proper alignment. And so that would differentiate it from the meat sacrifice to idols, because the meat sacrifice to idols, there's nothing with the meat. But with the yoga, for instance, the positions and the hand signs and things that you make are designed from the pagan practices to line up your life force in their, you know, your chakras and the meridians and everything to get them all lined up properly. And same with the acupressure and all.
No, so, I understand.
Yeah. Not just for our people who might not have heard the beginning.
I understand what you meant. I mean, I would ignore the wrong answer because that's what I said. That's where you're the
pastor. Oh, yeah. And you know, I thought about that, too. And here's another way to view it, maybe going along with what you were saying in looking at the meat sacrifice to idols. I mentioned briefly Eastern religion. I'm sorry, martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of the martial arts actively carry this whole thing of the chi or the ki or whatever you want to call it, and channeling that force and you know, figuring it coming from the base of your spine and moving up and then focusing it out your leg or out your arm or wherever you're going to strike. But there's a lot of martial arts. The Israelis, for instance, have a form of martial arts. Trying to think of the name of Cro-Mag or something like that. I can't remember the exact wording. And there's some Brazilian forms. And, of course, our own military has developed some techniques because a lot of the martial arts were based on leverage, based on pressure points where you hit, where there's a bundle of nerves that come together where you can, you know, anybody that's ever hit their funny bone, you know what that's like. Right. And that's a point where you can sort of hit the nerve and cause a sensation that's overwhelming. And there's a lot of things like that, using mass and energy and force and leverage and physiology that has absolutely nothing to do with universal life force channeling and things like that. So some of the martial arts, they can be separated out because they're not using that. Whereas, you know, yoga essentially, you don't have yoga if you separate it out.
Well, some of those martial arts guys bow down to their instructor.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's where it comes from. is this idea, because the instructor is the master, you know, and all. So, and then of course some of them it's respect, but I've heard in the past, and maybe somebody knows better than I on this, the idea of the bowing down in some of this was bowing down to the divinity within the other person. And that would have a host of problems, wouldn't it? Bowing for respect is not a bad thing. I'm sorry?
We used to call it dirty fighting. Now they call it martial arts.
Yeah, that's where you wait for, you bow down to him, and then when he bows down, you bring up the knee, right? So that's the dirty fighting, yeah.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for the call, Tim. I appreciate that. And really, this is something that people need to think about, and we encounter this stuff all the time. So I appreciate you bringing that up again.
Okay. Good night.
Well, thank you. God bless. Appreciate the call there tonight. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We've got several minutes left in the program tonight. If you want to get on, the toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to have you give us a call here tonight with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And I also want to mention a couple of things here before we get too much further on. Let me click over here a second onto our Facebook page at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. I just want to point out a couple of things there. As soon as I get the computer to load it, that would be a big help. Just want to point out that we try to get our YouTube feed going, and it appears to be working tonight. You can go to facebook.com/livewithpastoral, and you can see our YouTube feed there, but also our church services. And, you know, we're a small church. We're kind of informal. We're certainly not high church, that's for sure. And we're a little, I was telling somebody today, and I've told other people this, you know, some churches, people come early and leave early. We've all probably been there at a church like that. I remember as a missionary going to some churches, and the final amen, you look up and it looks like the rapture took place. You know, all you see is dust settling to the floor. It's like everybody's gone. Boom. In that second, you wonder how they all got out the door at one time. And then there's other churches like ours where people show up late and stay late. You know, our Friday night Bible study, for instance, we have a 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock Friday night Bible study. And this past Friday night, because I had to get home early to work on some things, I think I left a little after 10 in the evening. And there's been times where it's been closer to 11 o'clock that we've actually gotten out of there. Not that the Bible study went until 11. It's just that afterwards people have more questions, and those that have to go, and those that aren't in a hurry stay around. But it's a great time to just talk about things and ask further questions and all that, and do some of the same things that our church, for instance, our church, it's will oftentimes stay half hour and a half afterwards. People still be hanging around talking, and I really like that, because there's several things that happen when that occurs. What happens is I'll see people talking and making connections with each other, and they'll be sharing what God's doing in their life, maybe sharing a prayer request, different things like that. And that's the kind of things that we ought to develop as a church family, brothers and sisters in Christ. And so you can see some of that on our YouTube broadcast there, and I appreciate the people doing that. But I did want to encourage you, pray for our president. You know, there's a lot going on there with the impeachment nonsense and everything. There recently was a 23-17 House Judiciary Committee vote to impeach the president, and I've been rather busy these last several days, and I've not been up as much on this, but we do need to pray for our president. One reason we need to pray for him is he is the president, and everybody, whatever country you live in, you should pray for your leaders. We want to pray for them. We want to pray for those that have the rule over us, that we can have the freedom and everything, and that to do God's work, and that they will govern according to God's plan. But in this particular case, this is an important thing. This will be only the third president in our history to ever be impeached. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean he's removed from office. What it means is charges are filed where they say there's reason to open a trial as to whether or not he should be removed from office. And I remind people, President Bill Clinton in the 1990s was impeached. And of course, he did not leave the office. He was not tossed out of office. He was not forced out. The Senate held a trial. The Chief Justice sits as the overseeing, like he would be the chief judge in the courtroom. And the Senate forms up for the prosecution and the defense and both sides, unlike the sham hearings in the House, both sides are able to call witnesses, and both sides are able to spend time cross-examining and getting to the truth of the thing, and the president will be able to mount his defense. But just to let you in on a secret, the real reason for the impeachment, two reasons. One is he was elected, and the left did not want him to be elected. And number two, he stayed in office, and the left tried to get him either to not take office or to resign. And that's the whole reason for it. There were several members of the House that said, well, if this one doesn't work, we'll impeach him again. And if that one doesn't work, we'll impeach him again. Repeated impeachments. Now, they've trivialized the whole process. And there's a number of people, even on the Democrat side, that have all said that this is a farce. And so we need to pray for our country. Pray that what happens this coming week, and there's sure to be something happening after this vote in the House Judiciary Committee on Friday, as we come into the week starting here in a few hours, Monday morning. There's going to be things going on, and I think the last thing is that some of the people on the left really, really want the Senate digging into these things. In fact, former director of the CIA, James Comey, has now admitted he was wrong on some of the FISA stuff. And, he's admitting it because the truth is coming out. Biggest scandal probably in the history of the United States is taking place having to do with this scandal thing. And we do need to pray for our country. We do need to pray for President Trump, Vice President Pence. We need to pray for their God will be with them, put a hedge of protection around about them. We want truth to come out. If he's guilty of something, then he should be held accountable. But if it's a farce and it's all been done as a political vendetta, then that needs to come out. And like we said in Romans or Deuteronomy chapter 19, when somebody bears false witness, you know, God said that whatever they want done to the person they're bearing false witness against, it should be done to them. And that is so that we can put the evil away from among us. And I would simply pray and ask God that those people behind the false charges and everything be shown for what they are, who they are, and essentially out of their offices in shame, really. I mean, that's what should happen, so that other people will be reluctant to do the same kind of nonsense in the future. Pray for our country, pray for our president, and do what you can. Primary season is fast upon us. Ohio primary, March 17th, I believe it is, early this year, because presidential primary. If you believe in the Bible and you know Christ as your Savior, you have an obligation to get involved and to be salt and light. Find out the candidates that are going to be the most godly, or at least the ones the most favorable to Christian principles and beliefs. Get behind them, support them. We'll have some more things like that on the radio here in the Sunday evenings and Friday afternoons in the future. But for now, thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.